Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ, our financial literacy. And it's all a result of the fact that high school and college do little to nothing to teach you how to build wealth. They're there to teach you how to get a job, just to be a cog in the machine. And we're finding that unless you make $300,000 a year or more, it's almost impossible to save your way to retirement with just a job. And when you look at the fact that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65, 95%, you can see that that business model, saving your way to retirement, just doesn't work. Many of you in your 40s, 50s, you really want to just take whatever you got in savings and double it. That's what you'll have when you retire, if you're lucky. And most people realize they can't retire even on double what they have in the bank right now. And I think the average savings for a 65-year-old is $400,000. Obviously, nobody can retire with just $400,000. So the secret, and all you have to do is study the 5% of Americans who do retire before or at age 65, they all built a second stream of income. And that's what we focus on at Total Wealth Academy. We use, single family homes, big apartment complexes, big self-storage complexes, big senior living complexes, and we invest passively in those deals to produce cash flow, monthly cash flow or quarterly cash flow, a second stream of income. And that's the business model that works, and that's what we focus on. Today, I want to try to get through two different concepts. One is production capability balance, or the PPC balance. If you guys are familiar with the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, this is probably the best explanation that I've ever read. It's in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, but I'm going to try to do a good job of hopefully do a good job of explaining it, because it is of utmost importance, especially as we age. The second thing I want to do is revisit the points about belief systems, because there's many of you who have listened to my show for a long time, and 2 months, 3 months, 2 years, 3 years, I've even had people come in and go, I've listened to you for 20 years before I ever took any action. And it always comes down to some fear about investing in real estate or about doing something different. But you got to understand, fears are beliefs. You believe something bad will happen if you do that. So we're going to analyze where beliefs come from if we have time. But to start off, I want to talk about production and production capability, the PPC balance, and tell a story that everybody's heard before, but I want to tell it from the PPC balance perspective. It's the story of the golden goose. It's the farmer and his wife wake up one morning, they go out, check on the goose, and the goose has laid an egg. But this egg looks to be solid gold. They don't believe it. They don't know what to think. So they go to town, go to the jeweler. The jeweler verifies that it's not only gold, but he's willing to buy it. So they sell him the egg. They come home with quite a bit of money, more money they've ever seen. And the next morning, the goose lays another egg. And this goes on for months and years. They become fabulously wealthy. But they get impatient. They get greedy. And so one morning, to get all the eggs at once, they lop the head off of the goose. They reach inside the goose, and guess what they find? Nothing. They killed the golden goose. See, production capability was eliminated. They lopped the head off of the goose, eliminating production capability. They were so focused on production, getting the golden egg, that they forgot about production capability. So let's move it to something more modern. Let's say that you go out, and I believe this is the example they use in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is the lawnmower example. You go out and you buy the nicest lawnmower there is, most expensive, best built, best warranty, and you start mowing. And you mow month after month after month after month, but you never change the oil. You never oil the wheels. You never sharpen the blades. And you just keep mowing and mowing and mowing. And what happens is, because the blades aren't sharpened, because the motor's not taken care of, it eventually cuts slower and slower and at lower quality. And then finally, one day, a piston shatters, blows up the engine because you haven't changed the oil, and it destroys the lawnmower. See, that person was so focused on production, mowing the lawn, that they didn't pay any attention to production capability. They didn't take care of the goose. See, if I had a goose that laid a golden egg every day, that goose would have a comfy place to live. I would have security around them, so the fox never got him. I'd pet the duck, feed the duck the best, I'm sorry, goose. Feed the goose, pet the goose, love the goose, take care of the goose. Production capability. And now we want to move to, how does this relate to us as human beings? It's almost the exact same thing as the lawnmower. What many of you are doing is you're so focused on producing. You want to produce that paycheck. You want to get that bonus. You want to get more money. And you keep working harder and harder and harder, but you neglect to exercise. You neglect reading, studying. You neglect sports, or I'm going to use the video game analogy, and your production capability goes down and down and down. And this happens to, while I'm going to focus on older people, 55 and up, this happens to everybody. If you're not exercising, if you're not reading, if you're not playing video games or playing sports, your production capability is being reduced on a daily basis. This is why so many people, you'll see two different groups of people. 65-year-old trains 3 to 4 days a week at the gym, and a 65-year-old person who doesn't and is 50 or 60 pounds overweight. They're ready to retire. They can't understand. How is my buddy, how's he keep going? How's he keep working? How's he keep producing? The reason is, because of the lack of exercise, their muscle tissue atrophied. Because of the excessive weight on them, their energy levels drop, and their health suffers as a result. Because they don't read, their brain atrophies. Because they don't play video games or sports, their hand-eye coordination is slower. Their problem-solving skills are slower. Do you see all those things going into reducing your production capability? because you're so focused on producing, you forget to take care of the goose. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about the PPC balance. This is production versus production capability, and how most people allow their production capability to decline as they get older, and they can't work past 65, 70, because they're so out of shape physically, mentally, emotionally. They don't focus on taking care of themselves and their own production capability. Because I'll give you an example of why I know this is true, is I had a mentor, Colonel A.I. Thomas, who, U.S. Marines retired, at 84, was still heavily involved with a junior ROTC unit at my former high school. He was still involved when he passed away. And that was because the guy worked out. You know, people take for granted, or maybe people are just, I guess, ignorant of the results that exercise gives you. But you know how people look old, they're slump-shouldered, and we go, oh, that's because they're old. That's a bunch of BS. It's because they don't exercise. If you want to look at this, go Google 74-year-old bodybuilder, and you're going to find female, 74-year-old female bodybuilder, and you're going to see two or three of them. They are in as good a shape as they were in their 20s, probably better. And then look at your average 74-year-old. And I think 45% of males in their 50s and 60s have trouble performing sexually. That ain't age. That's you. You're not working out. Your circulatory system sucks. You don't train. What do you expect? See, what most people call aging is lack of physical activity. That's why hitting the gym 3 or 4 times a week, half an hour, and you don't really have to go beyond that unless you want to just be ripped to shreds, changes your life. And the quality of lifestyle of somebody who exercises 3 or 4 times a week is so much higher energy levels, better cognitive skills, higher sex drive. I could go on and on and on. Exercise reduces the effect. It's like 135 age-related diseases are eliminated or prevented by simply exercising, working on the production capability. So if you want to be able to help and serve other people longer, to be able to produce, you want to be able to take care of your family longer, you've got to spend some time on production capability. Now, the video game point. A lot of you don't play video games. The vast majority probably don't play video games. Okay, then let me ask you this. If you're not playing video games, what are you doing to maintain your hand-eye coordination? What are you doing to reduce your response times? What are you doing to improve your problem-solving skills? What are you doing? Nothing. Playing video games improves your hand-eye coordination, improves your response time, which will keep you out of wrecks, and improves your problem-solving skills. It is, you're doing nothing. And people put down video games, just ignorant. It's probably worse than ignorant. It's probably stupid. But we'll just choose ignorant, just they don't know. Fitness, get into the gym. Weightlifting stops muscle atrophy completely. We were doing research when this was back in 87, no, 85 or 86 actually, when I was at Texas A&M. They were doing a study on men and women in their 70s, and they put them on weight training routines. It changed their lives dramatically. Their hands went back to normal. You know how you see old people with curled hands? That ain't age. It's lack of activity, because the minute they started working out, it all came back. Again, most of what you excuse yourself from by saying, oh, that's because I'm old. No. Stop copping out. It's because you don't exercise. And if you're getting into wrecks, I'm going to get choked on this one. Sooner or later, it's because you don't play video games. The heck are you thinking? What are you doing to keep yourself sharp, to work on that production capability? Nothing. And so you just get worse and worse and worse and worse each year. You're lopping the head off of the golden goose, and you are the golden goose. So my sales pitch is this. Go out and get a PS4, or PS5, sorry. I just bought one. Get a Switch, Nintendo Switch, and start playing some fun games. That's the other thing. It's a blast. These games are really, really fun. It's a great thing to do with your spouse, too. Many, if not most of them, are multiplayer. Hit the gym. Take care of yourself, please. Because I'm seeing it happen. A lot of people, I don't talk about this a lot, I guess, but a lot of people probably wonder why I'm so into exercise and against obesity and call out obesity all the time. I have lost 3 aunts to obesity, and these were not my genetic aunts. They were women who raised me, and 3 very close friends, all to obesity. None of them made it to 65. Women are supposed to live into their 80s. Not only did they have a horrible quality of lifestyle because they were obese, they died 15 years early. I've got a friend right now that's in and out of the hospital with obesity-related side effects, and he won't admit it's the fact that he's 350 pounds. It's just crazy. So that's why I'm very sensitive to it. So please pick up a copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. Read the whole book. But when you get to the PPC balance, study that. And this is an extremely motivating chapter on taking care of the goose, again, which is you. You're the goose laying the golden egg, aren't you? Are you taking care of the goose? Or are you just focused on produce, produce, produce? You don't even take vacations because you think that's the right thing to do. No, you're destroying the goose. So take your vacations, work out, play some video games. If you're not going to play video games, get involved in some sports, something that's going to work on that hand-eye coordination, problem-solving, response times, things like that. So there's my little spiel on PPC balance, production and production capability. All right, the next thing I want to go into is the belief system and where it comes from. When I first learned this, I was at Texas A&M. I took a psychology class, and they explained it. But I didn't really grasp it at the time. It wasn't until I read Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within, incredible book, that it gelled and I could really apply it to my life. So I think we have to go to break here pretty soon. When we come back from the break, we're going to go into detail on exactly where your beliefs come from, and we're going to ask this question right when we come back from the break. Does a belief have to be true to be debilitating? Does a belief have to be true to hold you back, keep you from taking action, or to debilitate you? We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
It was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show, where we're talking about belief systems and where our beliefs come from. And this tool I'm going to give you today will help you control where your beliefs come from. Because the warning I'm going to give you is that most of your beliefs came from somebody else and they weren't qualified to give you the belief. They weren't qualified. So let's look at this. I want you to imagine, and don't forget the question, does a belief have to be true to be debilitating? And the answer is obviously no. So let's go through an example. I want you to imagine a table. And I want you to pretend like your belief sits on the tabletop. No matter what the belief is, it could be a belief about relationships, a belief about fitness, a belief about money, a belief about career, any belief that you have sits on the tabletop. Well, what holds up that belief and keeps it from falling into disbelief are going to be the legs. And those legs are past experience. The legs of past experience. So let's use one that's your past experience first. You believe, hopefully, that the eye of a stove, when turned on, is hot. You believe that. If I ask you why you believe that, you're going to give me your past experience, the legs that hold up the belief. You're going to say, I've boiled water on it, I've cooked on it, I burnt my hand on it once, it's hot. And that's all your past experience. But even at 6 months of age, You knew the eye of a stove was hot, didn't you? Because you waddled or crawled towards it. And someone who loved you stopped you. They picked you up, they hugged you, they kissed you, and they said, "Sweetheart, please don't put your hand up there. It's hot. It's going to burn you." That's a thing called referral past experience. You were getting referral past experience. And in that case, that referral past experience was excellent. The problem is most referral past experience is poor and unqualified. Poor and unqualified. So let's look at a belief that I had that held me back. When I first got into real estate investing, I thought that real estate consumed a bunch of time, that it was late night phone calls, clogged toilets, ACs going out, and tenants calling you all the time, blah, blah, blah. That was my belief. So at the end of my third year as a real estate guy, I was still wholesaling and flipping. And one of my mentors pulled me aside and said, "Why are you still wholesaling and flipping? Why haven't you bought any rental property?" I looked at him and I said, "You know, 3 years ago I was working 70 hours a week and I almost lost my wife. I don't want to buy a bunch of rent property that's going to consume a bunch of time." Now, where did I get that belief? All my friends. All my friends, when I told them I was getting into real estate investing, they all said the same thing. "Oh, man, it's late night phone calls, it's this, it's that, it's ACs going out, roofs leaking," all this stuff they told me. I even had an uncle who had lost 3 rent properties to foreclosure. He told me, "Hey, it doesn't work. Tenants are terrible. The banks are terrible. The market's terrible. It's this, that." And he told me all these reasons why I was going to fail as a real estate investor. Can you see all those legs of referral past experience under that belief that rental real estate consumes a bunch of time? There's not just 4 legs. There's like 20 legs holding up that belief. Well, my mentor looked at me and he said, "Steve, did any of those people that said that, did they own any real estate?" I said, "Yeah, my uncle." He goes, "Yeah, but your uncle did it wrong and he lost them to foreclosure, so we won't count him. He's not qualified." And there it was. There was the word that suddenly made me understand this whole model that I'm sharing with you, mental model. I said, "Yeah. Yeah. He failed. Why did I go to a failure and ask him how they did it? That's ridiculous." And all my other friends that had told me that rental property was tenants, toilets, taxes, not one of them had ever even owned a piece of rental property. They were unqualified to tell me. And what I discovered is that, painfully, I discovered this, all of my beliefs about money and real estate had come from people unqualified to give it to me. Not malicious, not stupid, just unqualified. They didn't know what they were talking about. But I accepted their input, their referral past experience, as real. And then it dawned on me. My mentor had 123 rent houses, and he vacationed out of the country 2 weeks a month. And I'm standing there telling him that rental real estate consumes a bunch of time. Do you see the stupidity of that? I was dumb as a rock. When I realized that, I made a firm commitment And I bought my first rent property about 45, 60 days later. 30 days to find it, 20 or 30 days to close it. So as quick as I could, I started buying rental real estate because I had new, more effective referral past experience. I made him promise me, you'll teach me how to run property the way you run it. And he did. But do you see how a false belief that rental real estate consumes a bunch of time held me back, kept me from taking action? It paralyzed me because I didn't want to lose my wife. I was convinced that if I bought a portfolio of rental properties, I'd be back to working 70 hours a week. And it was a false belief. But it didn't matter. The fact that I believed it made it true in my life. So here's what you do. Here's the tool. What you want to start doing is questioning the source of all of your beliefs. The source of all of your beliefs. Is it credible? Were they credible? And what you're going to find is that a huge percentage, 80, 90% of the beliefs you have, one, are not yours. They were given to you by somebody else. And that person or persons was not qualified to give it to you. I mean, you wouldn't go to the guy who's 150 pounds overweight and ask him how to get in shape, would you? You wouldn't go to the guy who's been divorced four times and ask him about relationships, would you? Here's the sad thing. Most of you would. And you do it. You hang out with your broke friends and you talk about money. What are you doing? You're getting more unqualified referral past experience. What you have to do, and try to say this out loud if you're in a safe place, you have to start dictating where your referral past experience comes from. You have to start controlling where your referral past experience comes from. See, once my mentor made me realize that he was qualified to talk about it, I started only listening to him. And he introduced me to other people, men and women, who had 20 houses, 50 houses, 100 houses. And I started listening to them. Simply put, start listening to successful people and stop listening to failures. Think about it. I went to a guy who lost three rent properties to foreclosure and asked him how he did it. I went to a failure and asked him how they did it. What good does that do me? It doesn't do me any good. There's a poor and middle class belief out there, learn from other people's mistakes. Really? So if you go out and learn every single thing that doesn't work, does that mean you know what does work? It does not. See, millionaires, billionaires learn from other people's successes. And they just imitate them. Andrew Carnegie, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. It's all been done before. Simply go out and find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. Do what they're doing. See, success leaves clues. I think I first heard that from Tony Robbins. Success leaves clues. So does failure. But you don't need those clues. You need the successful clues. This is why Total Wealth Academy exists, is so that people can get around successful real estate investors and learn the things that work versus hanging out with a bunch of people who've never even owned rental real estate telling you what rental real estate is all about. So there's the tool. Think of your belief as if it sits on a tabletop. And what holds up that belief will be the legs of mostly referral past experience. You've got to knock those legs out from under there and get rid of that belief if you find out that your referral past experience was not qualified. Then you rebuild the belief with successful people's beliefs. And that's what I did. It works. And again, if you want to read this and study it, pick up a copy of Tony Robbins' work, Awaken the Giant Within. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. We'll be back after the break. Thanks for listening.
Here's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've just gone over where your beliefs come from and how to start controlling it so that false beliefs don't hold you back. But there's many, many different beliefs that we have to deal with when a new person comes through Total Wealth Academy. The belief that you have to have a lot of money, you don't. The belief that you have to have perfect credit, you can get. There's not one of you listening to this show that can't qualify for these new loans, especially the hard money loans to flip a house. There's not one of you that can't qualify. And there's just, I could go on and on and on with all of these false beliefs that people have about real estate investing, but it paralyzes them and controls them, some of them, their entire life. Their entire life, because they never go out and go hang out with successful people who are doing it to find out the truth. It's so much easier to just hide behind, oh, rental properties, tenant toilets and tax, I'm not going to take action. Hey, don't have to take action. That's easy. But see, if you want more out of life, if you want to build that second stream of income, you can't take the easy way out. You got to push yourself. And to do that, you've got to question every belief that you have. But I've talked to multiple mortgage companies in the last, I'd say, 60 days. All of them are telling me the same thing. They have more zero-down deals now than they've had in the last 4 years. More zero-down deals now than they had in the last 4 years. So things are happening. Opportunity is there. You just want to get yourself educated to take advantage of it. So, okay. I just got an email. Remember, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And it's from a Trent. He's asking me, give me 1 second to find my mouse. It's on the wrong screen. There we go. He's asking me, what are my favorite YouTube titles? You know, I watch YouTube probably hour and a half a day. And that's every day, Monday through Sunday. Who do I watch? Here's the list. Les Brown is one of my favorites. Zig Ziglar. Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tony Robbins, and those are my five top choices. Now, this is for moderate to medium, well, moderate is medium to, we'll call it high level motivation, encouragement, and education. But there's a level above that, which I call hardcore. Be prepared for some profanity in these. My two favorites, Gary Vaynerchuk, V-A-Y-N-E-R-C-H-U-K. Gary Vaynerchuk. You can also type Gary V into YouTube, and he'll come up. But be aware, this guy can drop the F-bomb three times in one sentence, and somehow the sentence still makes sense. My other hardcore that I follow is David Goggins, G-O-G-G-I-N-S. David Goggins, Navy SEAL, one of the toughest, most disciplined individuals I've ever been exposed to. But being a sailor, he curses like a sailor as well. So those two are my hardcore preference. The other are for moderate to high motivation and encouragement. But if you really want to get serious, listen to a few of those hardcore where they don't put up with your excuses. They don't. There's no excuse for not succeeding. None. You have the ability, you have the intelligence, you have the work ethic. If you're not succeeding, that's you. You've got some BS belief in your head as to why you can't succeed, but that's all it is, BS. Gary Vaynerchuk, David Goggins will knock that out of you. You won't make excuses anymore after listening to David Goggins. Holy Toledo, I love that guy. But shoot, you know, Arnold is much more subtle. Arnold Schwarzenegger. But his videos on YouTube are just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I mean, you think about what that guy achieved in one lifetime. He's 75 now. World's greatest bodybuilder. Incredible career in acting. And governor of California. He's had like three different lives. How he achieved all of that, he's sharing now. And you can use his techniques. I use many of them. It's, man, it's just inspirational. It's also a little sad. You know, Schwarzenegger's always been my hero from the time I was in high school. And to see him at 75, it's like, wow. Just all my heroes are getting old. I'm getting old. It's weird. Very weird. But check those out. Again, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tony Robbins. And then if you want to go hardcore, you want to get rid of your excuses, you want to stop BSing yourself, go watch Gary Vaynerchuk and David Goggins. David Goggins. And David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me, just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. It's gut-wrenching what he went through and ended up a success. Okay. Email is open to you 24/7. It is Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Okay, let's see what this next email is. Oh, that was just a cancellation of an... This is a sales pitch. Oh, this is... Okay, give me 1 second. This is from Christine. Money in a 401k, money in an IRA. Wants to know if she can use that money to invest passively at Total Wealth Academy. The answer is yes, and you can do so without tax or penalty. There is no tax or penalty to invest with your IRA and 401k in real estate passively. Passively. If you try to do it actively where you own it, yeah, that's a prohibited transaction. But to invest passively, like I do, there is no tax or penalty. Okay. Next one is from Jim. When is your next class? Jim, the next free workshop, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com, and you'll get a choice of 3 different dates, I think, if you just click on the free sample class button. So anybody that's interested in learning how to build a second stream of income with real estate, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class. That's the first step. I don't care if you've already got 20 houses. I don't care if you've got a 200-unit apartment complex already. Start with the free sample class, please. Check that out. Thank you, Jim, for the email, and thanks for listening. Okay, let's see. Boom, boom. 2 more email sales pitches. A third sales pitch. And this is from Brittany. Oh, same question. See, it's funny, everybody has their money in IRAs and 401ks. As much as I hate them, I'd love them, because if it weren't for them, most people would have nothing. They would have never saved a dime. So again, the answer is yes. If you got $70,000 or more, it could be cash, IRA, 401k, whatever, you can become a passive investor at Total Wealth Academy, and our rates of return, our internal projected internal rate of return is generally between 16% and 24, 25, 26%. So right around 20% average, which is 3 times what you're getting in the stock market and mutual funds. So please, Brittany, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class there to learn more. All right. I think we're at the end of the show. I certainly appreciate everybody listening, and I hope I shared some ideas that were beneficial. If you have any questions for me, anything you didn't understand during the show, please feel free to email me 1 question or 20 questions. It doesn't matter. It's steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.